Okay, now we have the slides. What to do without PowerPoint? My name is Börje Justrell, and I'm one Work Package Leader coming from the National Archives of Sweden. And I will start the presentation, and then Christophe Dechaux from the Minister of Culture in France will go on. We in Work Package 3 had to take up the question of new services priorities, what to fill this with, what to do then. And what we'll talk about now is the objectives, the main achievements shortly, and also the new services priorities, which have already been mentioned here, but we will give you more information, more background information about that. Well, new services priorities, as you can see from the objectives, the first sentence was a bit blurry actually for us. We have to combine the priorities of the cultural heritage sector, who are they, with knowledge about the infrastructure, what is knowledge, what kind of knowledge do we have, etc. And concretely, we can say that there were two main objectives that were defined for us. First of all, to draw up a new set of priorities for digital cultural heritage research, which also had to be backed up by new knowledge and also the MOUs that was coming from Work Package 2. We also have to establish some sort of systematic exchange for information and best practices on existing programs. So it was a possibility to activate and implement also research. So this was the two things, concrete things that we had to do. Our main achievements actually, in short, first of all, we had to work with our methodology for that. How do we handle it? We have to analyze the program activities and best practices that was carried out in different member states. And we made desk research, collection of information, etc., etc. And we were very eager to get information from all the partners also in the projects. That was the first start. And then when we had that as a base, it was possible for us to start with interviews. Interviews about needs carried out with a selected group of researchers. And that led us to the main activity actually in this work package. That is a workshop that was organized in Paris in February, where we actually put together all these groups that we had to handle. And that led to a specification, identification of new services priorities. And Christophe will talk more about what happened in Paris.
Good afternoon. My name is Christophe Dessau. I work for the French Ministry of Culture and Communication, where I'm in charge of research and technologies. And together with the National Archives of Sweden, we are co-leading Work Package 3. So I'm trying to be quick because I think we're behind the schedule. As you understand, Work Package 3 is very much about cooperation and making people meet together. So we organized this new services workshop in Paris during 2 days so that this cooperation can happen and this exchange and discussions can also happen between the expected users of the infrastructure, which are the actual researchers, experts and policymakers in the field of research and in the field of culture. And we wanted to make all those kind of stakeholders and users exchange about the findings we had from our previous work, from the desk research and from the interviews. So we had prepared some discussion material from the previous work, and we spent most of the 2 days interacting, making people interact on this different kind of information and to help and to ask them to define their priorities. As I said, the target group for our work is the user of a future research infrastructure of actual infrastructure, which are the research communities. We identified several different kind of researchers interested by the use of a cultural heritage e-infrastructure. universities, institutes, art and humanities. I mean, the themes were more art and humanities or ICT. We had interviews from 20 persons, and we asked them about two areas: what was their actual use of technologies now, and what they would wish to have for the future. In Paris, we had 35 participants from the interview panels, but also from the DCNet network, invited person from other countries in order to be able to extend the network, and also the European networks active in the field of e-infrastructure, such as DANCE, EIRG, EGI, Dante, and Terena. So we identified a list of new service priorities emerging from these discussions. Here is a list of, we had 9 priorities identified. Some of them are new, and because their functionalities adapted, or specification adapted to the cultural heritage. Some of them can already be provided by infrastructures, but that's where you see that communication and dissemination of information is important. So we mentioned centralized search tools specialized for digital cultural heritage, where you have a lot of 2D and 3D images, audiovisual material, a strong demand for tools for aggregation of data to be able to process several sources of information from different kind of content, archives, museums, libraries, etc. Collaborative database, this is important to be able to collaborate in the field of research. Virtual reality, which is really maybe specific to the cultural heritage. New publishing platform for collaborative work, for annotation, for collaborative research. Tools for sharing documents, which is not specific to cultural heritage, of course. Storage is a very important area where we identified needs. All the themes with preservation, which is the theme of today's and tomorrow's conference. Digital rights management, which is very important in the field of cultural heritage, as we have authors involved in the content. And security training, because all people gathered there found they were not specialists. As I said also previously, we identified a huge need for cultural institutions and also for researchers more generally to be more aware of of the services already available by the infrastructure. Also, we identified 3 categories of service priority: service for content providers, cultural institutions, related to the creation of online data resources. This is mainly for cultural institutions, for the data, for the content provider. Services for managing and adding value to the content itself. This is very important, and I think this is really new for the e-collaboration to be able to work in a collaborative way and to allow researchers to enrich the content they are dealing with. And 3, services which enable, support, and enhance virtual research communities, which is an idea that emerged also to create a virtual research community in the field of data, digital cultural heritage. And these priorities were summarized. I think this list was already shown by Rossella Caffo, so I want to be...
Yeah, and the summary means that on the top we have the long-term preservation, and that led us to the conference that we have now, actually. So this is also an input for why you are here and discussing what we are actually discussing during the conference. We also have another part of the work, and that is best practices. And we started actually with the first collection. We asked the partners, we made a survey. We had possibilities to get quite a lot of best practices out of the workshop we had in Paris. We talked with the researchers, with the NRNs, etc., and see what is happening here, what is best practice for us. And with that in mind, we have quite a lot of, we have a good base for doing a next collection, the second one, and that will start in September, and it will be announced on our website, and we will probably come back to you, because we have a list on your attending this conference, and say, please, will you help us with best practices? And that will be the next step here. So I will take the opportunity actually to launch something that will happen after the summer vacations. And the best practices will also be not only announced, but they will also be harvested and analyzed, and they will also be published then on the website or in another forum. We will see exactly how we will publish it. But it will be a help for you, and we can see from other projects that have been mentioned here that these collections of best practices actually are sometimes some sort of Bible for people who are intended to work in this area which the projects are working. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Börje and Christoph.